And we're right back in this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Peace of My Mind podcast. My name is Bailey Stanfield, and this is the Peace of My Mind podcast, the verbal log with no direction, which is a argument that should be had because I think that there is direction. The direction is that I talk to myself and usually come to a life decision or something. I end up finding out something about myself, and that happening, people find things out about me. That's the theory anyway. How's everybody doing? Hope you're doing just fantastic. Because that's the only way that you should feel, you know? We just went to... what's it called? The mountains. What are they called? Not Saratoga. It's the same thing as Adirondacks. I'm going to say the same thing as a lawn chair. We went to the Adirondacks in a giant... They said it was a reservoir, but and I'm sure it is, but it's like a lake. They said it's 28 miles long. That's a pretty big reservoir. But we did some boating. We went on a boat called the Rinker. The people that we went to's house, it's one of Sarah's friends, or like family friends, that they have this, they call it the camp, or they call it a camp, but it's like a lake house that they have. It's great. It was pretty much the greatest thing of all time, and I want a lake house really bad. I grew up with a lake house. In Birmingham. It wasn't ours, it was our grandparents. On Logan Martin, I believe, or Lake Martin. But it's still in the family, I believe. I think that my cousin has it. I'm not sure. But it was the greatest thing ever. In that house, they had a light switch that you had to turn it on in order to get the dishwasher to work. But the light switch was like three rooms over, but it was like you had to have the light switch on in the living room in order to get the dishwasher to work, but you'd still get little shocks every now and then or something like that. Like there was like a live wire in the water, or I don't know, classic stories of childhood, you know. But no, it was really fun. It makes me want to have a lake house. I've always said, in the infamous question, do you prefer the mountains or the beach? And assuming the mountains mean the lake or something more chill, not the beach, I always 100% will pick the lake or the mountains, like that kind of thing. The beach is fun, but I get tired of it. The way that the sun hits you on the beach drains you so much differently than in a lake. You can go forever. Oh, my microphone fell over. You can go forever at a lake. Like, you just kind of wake up. And you don't know where you are usually. You're like, where am I? Oh, that's right, I'm on vacation. And then you go and do stuff. As opposed to the beach, you wake up and you're like, I'm at the beach. This is going to be really fun, but I know that after today, I'm not going to want to do anything tomorrow. Like that kind of thing. And you don't get a sunburn in the mountains or the beach or the lake. I don't know. There's just so many perks. That should be a podcast. Lake or beach. 100% beach. But I know that there's a bunch of... those beach people out there that are just like, man, it's the beach all the time. That, the kind of people that have those, I don't know what kind of beach that y'all have, but on the East Coast, we have this beach called the Outer Banks. It's not really a beach. It's just like an area called the Outer Banks that touches the Atlantic Ocean. And for whatever reason, if you live within a 900 mile radius, the Outer Banks is your go-to beach, which, I mean, I'm sure that makes sense, but people fall in love with it. Like, it's like a culture thing. They'll have those Salt Life stickers, and then the Outer Banks has their own license plates for North Carolina. So they've got license plates that are North Carolina, but the first three letters are OBX, and then it comes on numbers. So you're like, automatically, you know that you were from there. It's fun stuff, you know? But, yeah, so we went to the lake. Sarah and I played baseball. Found out that Sarah is a prodigy, and she never played baseball or softball growing up, but she doesn't miss. And it's contact. She would be your,
either your leadoff or maybe your second batter. Like she's gonna get on base because she'll make contact with the ball, which I guess, that should really be your second. She would be a second at bat. You get your first guy that's your lefty that gets on every time. Then you have Sarah come in that will guaranteed move your batter up. That, I mean, you know, am I painting the picture well? Yeah. So it was fun. I hit a ball up in a tree with a Mark McGuire bat and a spike ball like which they told me was self-inflating. I've never heard that before, but it had a bunch of holes in it from a dog biting it. So it had all these holes, and it would get a dent in it, or it would deflate and have a dent in it, and then if you played with it long enough, like hit it over and over and threw it, it would just all of a sudden inflate. Like it was back to sphere. It was magical. But I hit one of them up in the tree, and the first time was unintentional, and I got it out. The second time, I was like, I'm going to hit it up in the tree again. Like, just kind of not joking around because it would have been fun. It was fun, but not joking around. But I really did say, okay, actually, no, I'm just going to see how high I can hit it and how far. And lo and behold, I hit it up in a tree. Probably, no exaggeration, I bet it was 120 feet up in a really tall tree. And fortunately, it was tall, or it was like way on up there, but it was on the outside, so it wasn't like I got it stuck like in the, like within the tree, like you know how you get things stuck. I don't know if anybody out there plays disc golf. You get a disc golf thing stuck in the tree and it's like in the tree, not on the branches, you're done. But this ball was resting on the branches, so I got some golf balls and I was throwing it up. I was throwing up to try to hit it down. And eventually I got it down, but there's video evidence. Actually, I don't know if there is. We were filming for a while of just trying to hit it. But I'm pretty sure we didn't ever get the video of it, actually, of us hitting it, which is fine. It was fun. That's one of those. So that's what I wanted to talk. Like most of this podcast, I wanted to talk about the vlog that I want to make for this. So I was just taking a shower, and I'm the type of person that when I have one idea, I go crazy and all of a sudden have like a trillion ideas for it. So I want, I knew before I was doing this vlog, I had been watching the Neistat Brothers a whole lot, which I think that I've talked about, but if I haven't, let me catch you up. So the Neistat Brothers, it's Casey Neistat, who is probably my favorite YouTuber overall. And then his brother, Van Neistat, made this HBO show where it was like vlogging before vlogging was a thing, but they would have these short stories and they would narrate over their videos. So like episode one would be like seven little short films from, I believe they took the funds. No, maybe they made one episode and then they funded. I'm not sure. But I know that in the later episodes, they would take the funding for the episode and they would just go and blow it on traveling, and that would be for the next episode. So like, I guess that would be a budget, not really getting paid, but they would get a budget and just go crazy, and it was great. But their philosophy was go out and film as much as you can and then bring it back and form a story out of it through narration and animation being the fillers. So like, say you have, let's see, let's come up with a clip. So say you go on a train ride to, where'd you go on a train ride to? From DC to LA. No, let's say you take the Hyperloop. Let's make it future. You take the Hyperloop from DC to LA and you want to track your trip. Like, I don't know how the Hyperloop really is just going to go straight to from DC to LA, just zoom. But imagine there's stops in there. You stop in Houston. You stop in Seattle. Who knows why you go to Seattle first? You go DC, Houston, Seattle, straight up, and then LA. But you want to document that whole thing, but you don't really have a point, anything before you go. Like, before you go, you're not like, I'm going to go and film the intro and the outro and all my traveling. You just say, I'm just going to film everything I do. And then when you get back, like, no matter what you have, well, not like what you have, but like, whatever. So you basically, you go and take a bunch of video and you're not
taking the video with intention. You just come back and make a story out of that, sort of. I mean, they do go in with some intention where they're like, I know that I need some B-roll. I know that I need whatever. Either that's what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm trying to just live this vacation out, not trying to make a great video out of it, but then I want to take all the footage that I have and make a great video out of it. So that way, well, and I also just, I just really want to try one of these narration. Although I'm saying this now, and who knows what will happen. I'm laying down. You know what? I was vertical, but I'm holding my mic. I'm going to lay down. That's something that you didn't need to know, but I told you because I want you to have the inside scoop. It probably dampens my audio too, and it makes it sound crispier than before. So we'll see what ends up happening. I'm super excited. It's going to take forever, and I always worry about taking too long on filming stuff, mainly because I feel like it's time sensitive, even though it's not. Like, it really isn't. I just always feel like everything is time sensitive. Like, once I do something, I need to have it uploaded like within a certain amount of time, but I know that's not true. But I mean, I know it's not true, and I still have like just this dire need to like just upload like instantly. Like, I just, it's like, okay, I live this moment from August 6th to August 15th, but I want this moment to be posted August 18th. So no breaks. I want this just out as fast as possible because it's going to lose something on it. In all reality, that's not the case, so I just gotta suck it up and just do it. P.S. Sorry that I had that vlog yesterday. I listened through it, and I'm glad that I had the audio music, but the puff filter, it needs something for the puff filter. I just gotta find... Oh, I think I just came up with an idea. My Zoom H4n has a dead cat puff. Yep, that's what I'm gonna do. See? Learned something already. I can take my dead cat from my Zoom H4n and put it over top of the microphone on my phone and see how that works. That might not be a bad idea. Take away the peas, put it in the wind. You can do so much. I'm laying down with my eyes closed and laying down. So I am fading. But I wanted to talk about something. I can't remember what it was. Tomorrow's going to be fun. We're going to a place. I don't even, like, who knows? There might be some creepers out there, so I'm not trying to say nothing until after we're done. You can never be too safe. There's a guy that asked me, this happened the other day. A guy on, I guess he found me on YouTube. He said he likes my video. Like, that's what he told me, is that he likes my videos. But he said, can I see your Adidas pants? And that's what, well, actually, let me predicate this. So before his first message of, may I see your Adidas pants, he friended me on Facebook, he followed me on Instagram, followed me on Twitter, followed me on LinkedIn, and he tried to friend me on Facebook. So he followed, oh wait, did I already say that? He tried to friend me, but he also tried to join a group, maybe, I can't remember, but spooky, I don't like it. I'm not tired, I'm laying down with my eyes closed, but I keep forgetting my place. Why does this happen to me? How's everybody doing? I want to play bocce again. That was really fun when we just did that. Supposedly Sarah's dad, well, not supposedly. I believe them, so I won't even stoop so low to say supposedly. I'll say what I heard. No, what I heard also sounds that I don't believe them. So whatever. So the truth is, maybe I can start it like that. Sarah's dad found a bocce set at the landfill, and sure enough, we got it, and by we, I mean the people that we went to the camp. We played bocce for a long time. I bet we played, we only played 3 rounds, I think. 1, 2, maybe it was 2. So with bocce, you do alternating throws. Everybody has 2 large bocce balls, and you're all trying to throw it at the 1 little boy. So you got to just try to hit those boys. Or hit the little boy, and closest gets 1 point. If you have the 2 closest, you get 2 points. And if you're touching the green ball, you have 3. So as far as complication goes, it's very simple. Like, you just, there's nothing to it. You just say, hey, try to hit the little golf ball that's out there. It's not really a golf ball. Oh, we hit golf balls into the lake. I'm sure that's not good for the environment. Maybe it's a, maybe, I don't think anybody's eating them. I'm sure it doesn't corrode the same as like metals or something. So maybe it was good. Maybe it will get chomped somehow and a hermit crab will have a shell. You know, it's fresh water, and I'm pretty sure there aren't hermit crabs in the fresh water, but, you know, to each their own. That's not the right use of that. But anyway, yeah. So, fun day. Tomorrow, we're going to another place. Then Sarah and I leave in two and a half days. So, things are happening. And I hope that you're enjoying. I need to figure out. So, Anchor just came out with a sponsorship program. I just said I need to figure out. Well, I think I do need to figure out. It's just super fun idea. They've got it where you can get paid. It's basically Patreon. So, it's not. There's not much of a learning curve. You just got to get the audience. So I just want to get an audience. I don't care about the money. I don't care about spending money. I just want to have some things paid off for doing it. So like, I make videos and get. I wasn't even talking about videos. I'm falling asleep. I'm not falling asleep though. I just can't. I just have my. Oh, it's frustrating. Like I guarantee, because I still have to like post this and edit it. I guarantee I'll be awake for another hour, but the fact that I keep falling asleep and my thoughts are jumbling, which is really frustrating, by the way. So I'm going to go ahead and spare the people listening, but I hope that you enjoyed this. Don't forget to comment, favorite, share, like, subscribe to It'll Be Legit. That's my YouTube logo, YouTube Outlook, whatever. So I just posted on Instagram that I have a new link. You can go into my Instagram, Bayfield4. B-A-I-F-I-E-L-D, go to Bayfield 4, and there's a new link in there. It's called Linktree. You click on that, and it comes up with my YouTube account, maybe YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and then 2 to come out to the water. Or no, 2, when it's pool. I don't know. So yeah, it's legit. Anyway, that's all I got. I hope you enjoyed this. Do something nice, somebody. Peace out.